By this point in the program, I'm sure you understand why mind mapping is such an incredibly powerful technique for developing and using your Synvergent thinking powers. If you've participated fully in the learning exercises so far, you're feeling the genius within you starting to awaken and stretch. You're now ready to apply that genius to enhance every aspect of your personal and professional life. Before I guide you through the many applications of mind mapping, please try the following exercise that my students do in every mind mapping seminar I teach. Make a mind map of all possible uses of mind mapping. Start with a picture in the center of your page that represents the idea of mind mapping for you. And then let your associations flow, printing individual keywords on clearly connected lines. Set a goal of generating at least 25 uses. If you're driving, just free associate on mind mapping applications. Please turn off the tape and do this now. What kind of uses did you generate? My classes mention everything from planning career goals to creating organizational mission statements, writing novels, studying for college exams, preparing for retirement, putting finances in shape, improving relationships, getting physically fit, organizing Christmas shopping lists, and planning vacation itineraries. The answers are as varied as the individuals. Mind mapping applies to every aspect of life, including health, finances, relationships, self-development, and career management. Just as it's impossible to think of a word that you can't associate with set, it's equally challenging to name something you can't mind map. From the cosmic to the trivial, if you can think it, you can mind map it. Let's begin with the relatively cosmic and apply mind mapping to your overall life goals. To get the most out of this exercise, I recommend that you create a brain-nourishing environment and devote at least 30 minutes. Here's the exercise. Imagine that you've just come from the doctor's with some very traumatic news. You've developed a non-contagious, symptomless, terminal disease, and you have just 5 more years to live. Being a courageous, unstoppable personality, you've decided to live those 5 years fully and to use them to achieve your major life goals. You can expect to feel vigorous during these years, so ill health will not affect your ability to achieve results. You decide to make a mind map of everything you want to do in those 5 years to express your top priorities in life. Stop the tape now and map out your goals for the remaining 5 years of your life. Welcome back from the 5 years to live exercise. I'm delighted to tell you that the doctor called while you were mapping and said a terrible mistake was made. Your test was misread, and you're actually in the best of health and will probably live to be 100 or better. This 5 years to live map is the first step in a process I call life mapping. This is a process you can use to clarify and coordinate your goals and values. Many of my clients have spent long hours planning futures for their companies or businesses, writing strategic plans, missions and value statements, while neglecting their own personal life planning. And many have gone through life without ever comprehensively considering what they want. If you don't consciously choose your life goals, they'll be set for you by others. Employers, parents, spouses, religious instructors, teachers, the media, or by your habitual reactions to circumstances. As the old saying goes, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. Of course, we all consider our careers, our finances, our relationships, and our values from time to time. But rarely, if ever, do we contemplate all our goals, examining how they fit together to reflect or dim the light of our deepest values. Take a look at the 5 years to live mind map that you just made. Do you have a set of clear goals? Are you clear about what your priorities are? Does your current mode of working, relating, learning, loving, relaxing, and budgeting your time contribute to the achievement of the goals you placed on your map? Are you traveling down the road that will get you where you truly want to go in life? And most importantly, are you enjoying the journey? Many people avoid comprehensive consideration of their life goals and values because they have a big fat I can't about the idea of living a life that reflects their highest ideals. Others ignore the issue because it might mean they'd have to change. I remember one student in particular who attended one of my mind mapping courses. Leah was a very bright woman who in just 7 years rose from entry-level management to director level at her Fortune 100 employer. She'd been identified as a candidate for the fast track to senior management. There was only one problem. When Leah mapped her life goals, she found that she wasn't really happy. Her first child had died at birth, and even though she successfully delivered a beautiful son a few years later, she buried some of her grief in a constant drive for success and approval at work. She often felt stressed out and was short-tempered with her husband and young son. She felt she had no time left to pursue her ideal hobbies. Secretly, she yearned to have more children and the time to fully experience being with them. Leah's map of her ideal future showed her surrounded by children, supporting her husband's career, and balancing the pursuit of her interests in music, physical fitness, and travel with a part-time consulting practice and community service work. Her map also indicated she'd need substantial savings to create such a life. She took her map home and shared it with her husband, who agreed to support Leah's plan. Working together, they developed a savings and investment strategy to provide the necessary resources. 3 years later, Leah gave birth to twin daughters. She left the corporate world to raise her children. She built up a small consulting business and became involved as a volunteer counseling women who had lost their babies. And she saved enough to hire a part-time babysitter so she could take music lessons, join a health club, and travel with her husband occasionally. As she realigned her life to reflect her ideals, she became a much happier person, and her relationship with her husband blossomed. Her support has helped him rise to the top of his profession. She's now living a fulfilling and balanced life that reflects her values. And although she's busier than ever, stress doesn't seem to get the best of her anymore. Of course, none of this would have happened if Leah didn't have the willingness to face the inconsistencies between her previous life and her real values and the courage and resourcefulness to change. Mind mapping serves simply as a mirror for truth and a catalyst for the change. In Leah's words, mind mapping changed my life. As Leah realized, the real definition of success is creating a harmony between your values and your life. When this harmony is absent, you experience a deep, gnawing inner tension, a vague sense that something is wrong, but you can't quite put your finger on it. You're more vulnerable to stress. Stress is an unavoidable byproduct of modern life. There's too much traffic, pollution, and information for anyone to ignore. But the biggest cause of stress is when your life is out of alignment with your true goals and values. The greatest immunization against stress is a sense of purpose. You can use the life mapping process to clarify and harmonize your sense of purpose and align your goals and everyday planning accordingly. The process is very simple. Using your 5 years to live map as a point of departure, map out all your life goals, assuming you'll live to be 100. I'd like you to complete this exercise after you finish listening to this side. Life mapping is such a vital exercise that I don't want you to feel rushed at all. So I'll explain the process now, and you can set aside time to create your life map later. Begin by drawing a picture in the center of the paper that represents you. Use at least 3 colors to create a bold image. Remember, abstract art is fine. From the central image, extend lines out and print keywords, one for each of your life's major areas. For example, your major lines might be family, career, finances, spirituality, health, hobbies, community service, friendships, learning, and so on. At the end of each line, draw a vivid, multicolored symbol that represents that area of your life. By representing your major life goals in images and symbols, life mapping encourages you to visualize what you really want, to see a clear picture of the life you aim to create. Branching out from each of these images, print the keywords associated with each area. Keep branching out until the general key concepts move into specifics. For example, from your line on finances, you might print keywords like security or abundance. Continue mapping until you define what these words mean to you. How much money do you need to fund the pursuit of your goals? Put down an actual figure. Then, in another color, map out your thoughts on how to create the financial resources you'll need. When you finish your map, look at all your goals and strategies. Are they supportive of each other, or do they conflict? For example, if you aspire to success in a job that requires you to travel constantly, can you have the close-knit relationship you want with your family? If there are conflicts, then look for strategies you can put into play to make your goals more compatible. Can you, for example, aspire for success in your company on a slightly different track that will permit you to stay home more? Is it possible to bring your family with you? Note such unifying strategies on your map. Be sure to examine your map for your unexpressed priorities. Do certain associations appear again and again on different branches? Consider what this may mean because it can reveal deep hidden needs you didn't know you had. One student of mine noted that variations of the word freedom appeared on several branches of his map. After a considerable amount of deep reflection, he realized he felt trapped in a rigid, conservative career he'd followed to please his parents. In truth, his real desire was to be his own boss. He subsequently opened a small business and became a successful, freewheeling, and markedly happier entrepreneur. After you've made your initial life map, you may wish to make separate maps on each of your key areas in order to be more precise in crafting strategies and action steps. After looking at your goals and strategies in detail, make a new map that incorporates your revisions. As you work through the life mapping process, focus on each of your goals and ask yourself, why is this important to me? What are my true priorities? Is this goal ecological? Does it fit with all my other goals? And how do my goals reflect my life's purpose? As answers to these questions emerge, you can modify your map accordingly. Keep your life map on your wall at home or in the office. Reflect on it a few times a week, perhaps during brain breaks. As the days and weeks go by, refine and develop it further. Contemplating your life map on a regular basis will keep you focused on your true life path. One of my clients was so inspired by the life mapping process that he had his life map color copied, reduced, and inserted as the first page of his personal daily planner. On the second page, he made a collage of photographs that represented his values. He was a devoted Christian and family man, so he included a picture of Christ and a photo of his family. Ambitious and focused on excellence at work, he also included a snapshot of himself sitting behind a big desk in a beautiful office with the title Executive Vice President on the door. In addition, he's committed to abundance and to actualizing his ideal hobby of yachting. He had a picture taken of himself wearing a captain's hat while leaning on a magnificent yacht. Each morning, as he reviewed his schedule for the day, he was reminded of what he valued in life and what he wanted to achieve in keeping with those values. I haven't heard from him for a while, but if I decided to track him down, I might start by looking in a yacht marina somewhere in the Florida Keys. You can also incorporate time management into your life map by setting timelines for the completion of your goals. At the start of every week, make a mind map of what you need to accomplish to remain on track with your life goals. You can color code each of your major life areas, thus giving yourself weekly visual feedback on how you're doing at achieving life goals and balancing your priorities. Then, at the beginning of each day, take a few minutes and map your daily activities. Mapping your day can be particularly helpful when you're feeling overwhelmed. Mind mapping's free-flowing, non-linear form offers a much more appropriate means for tracking and organizing the many facets of a challenging day. Stephen Covey offers some excellent advice on time management in The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. Covey takes a powerful approach to time management and prioritization by dividing daily activities into 4 quadrants. Quadrant number 1 includes activities that are urgent and important. This quadrant includes crises, emergencies, and time-sensitive projects. Quadrant number two includes activities that are not urgent but are important, such as planning, cultivating relationships, creative thinking, education, brain breaks, and self-renewal. Quadrant number three is for activities that are urgent but not quite important. For example, a lot of phone calls, meetings, reports, and interruptions fall into this quadrant. The fourth and final quadrant is for activities that are neither urgent nor important, such as reading junk mail, mindless television watching, and general trivia. Covey emphasizes that effective people organize and execute around priorities. He calls this putting first things first. Many of us spend too much time in quadrants 1, 3, and 4, and not enough in quadrant 2, the category for important but not urgent activities, such as making your life map. Obviously, to be effective, we need to minimize activities in quadrant 4, reduce quadrant 3, and balance 1 and 2. You can see how easily these quadrants can be adapted to mind mapping simply by representing each one with a different color. If you want to see how you've done at prioritizing at the end of the day, highlight each item you've completed in the color that represents the appropriate quadrant. You might choose blue for 1, yellow for 2, green for quadrant 3, and orange for 4. If your map is awash in orange and green, there'll be no denying that you missed the boat. On the other hand, if you've done a stellar job at addressing your priorities, the blues and yellows on your map will celebrate your achievements. Mind mapping is a tremendous tool for developing plans, missions, and value statements for your business. It's invaluable in helping set clear business goals and strategies for achieving them. It's also a fun, easy, and innovative way to involve an entire team in developing goals. And we all know that people will work much harder to achieve goals they've had a hand in developing. Here's how mind mapping revolutionized the planning process for one client of mine. The client, a vice president for a multinational computer company, took his senior team on a retreat every year to work on a 5-year plan. They'd go to a beautiful Swiss mountain resort and then spend the week locked in a conference room trying to hammer out their plan. Frustrated by their lack of progress and the time they missed on the ski slopes, they invited Tony Buzan and me to help them. We spent the morning of the first 3 days training them in the use of mind mapping and other state-of-the-art approaches to planning and creative thinking. Each afternoon, we gave the participants a 3-hour ski break. They were having a great time, but in the evening of the third day, the big boss came to us and said, "Look, we're having a delightful week, and everything we're learning is really great, but we haven't gotten any real work done. Frankly, I'm worried." We reassured him and began the next morning by asking each person to mind map their personal version of the plan. We created a brain-nourishing environment, playing classical music and giving them regular brain breaks. In the afternoon, we put them in small groups and asked them to make consensus maps which were to be presented to the large group. The next morning, as each small group presented, we integrated their contribution on a master map at the front of the room. By early afternoon of the last day, we completed a master map which reflected an innovative, exciting plan that everyone agreed upon. Everyone also agreed they'd achieved more in 2 days using mind mapping than they normally did in a whole week. I've seen similar results time and again in strategic planning sessions for companies throughout the world. Mind mapping is also an invaluable tool for clarifying organizational values. Every organization should have a value statement. A value statement forms the constitution for an organizational culture, creating a solid base from which to make decisions and resolve conflicts. The organization's culture, in turn, provides the context for fulfillment of their mission. Many organizations function effectively without explicitly defining their cultures. But when changes occur, they're forced to take a fresh look at themselves and to define what they need to do in order to survive and thrive. One of my clients, the pension fund of a Fortune 20 company, recently asked me to guide them in creating a value statement that would help the group work as a more cohesive, productive team. We began by forming teams composed of people from every level of the organization who interviewed everyone in the organization to unearth cultural strengths and weaknesses and to recommend a path forward. When the interviews were complete, everyone was invited to attend a session where the teams reported on their findings. I mind map what they said on a giant flip chart at the front of the room. During the first few hours of the meeting, the group poured out frustrations. Pandora's box had been opened and repressed demons were vented with a vengeance. The meeting was extraordinary in its intensity and the universality of themes expressed. People complained of a lack of leadership, poor communication, a deficit of trust and mutual respect, and a dearth of development opportunities. They complained that they didn't feel valued and appreciated, and that they never received adequate recognition for their contributions. Everyone seemed to blame an entity known as they for all of this. At this point, I asked the group, how many of you have given adequate recognition to the people in your area this week? I asked those who felt that they'd given the kind of recognition that they'd like to receive themselves to please stand. Everyone remained seated. After a heavy silence, someone pointed to the map at the front of the room and said, "Hey, these are our problems. We created them, and we've got to solve them." At that point, the group experienced a real breakthrough as they realized that their problems map, in truth, mapped their values. The emotion that accompanied the mapping of these values just showed how much everyone really cared about them. Using the original mind map as a guide, we went on to map a comprehensive statement of values for the group. It was ultimately endorsed by the entire organization, giving them a strong foundation on which to base all future decisions affecting the achievement of corporate goals. Of course, a value statement alone doesn't create a utopian culture, but it can bring a group together in an unprecedented way and dramatically improve the members' ability to work together to produce results. Any organization will be greatly strengthened by taking the time to state its values in writing. Mind mapping can be used in yet another way to strengthen your organization and to improve your chances for personal success. It's a marvelous method for detecting and tracking trends that may affect you both personally and professionally. In our rapidly changing world, you need to know what's happening. The sooner the better. Many people try to anticipate trends by reading widely, attending talks by forecasters, and subscribing to trend letters from think tanks and Wall Street advisors. This input is all valuable. What's missing for most of us is an intelligent way to integrate it all so that we can see the big picture. In his bestseller, Trend Tracking, Gerald Celente warns that many forecasters do excellent analysis of data, but draw inaccurate conclusions because they look at the world from the narrow perspective of their discipline. For example, Celente says that economists often fail to predict accurately because they focus only on economic data and ignore social and political information. Market forecasters make the same type of error when they focus only on their own market but fail to look at other fields. Celente advises that the key to an effective tracking system is making connections between seemingly unrelated fields. Mind mapping makes it much easier to see such connections and to make good guesses about the future. You can launch your trend mapping endeavors by trying the following big picture exercise that I recently gave to a group of investment managers. Begin by making a series of 7 maps on changes you've seen in your lifetime in each of the following areas. The areas to map separately are education, environment, technology, society, politics, economics, and spirituality. When you've completed your 7 maps, color code the 7 most important changes you noted on each map. Next, draw a picture of the globe in the center of a large sheet of paper and make 7 main lines corresponding to your original map topics. Those topics, again, are education, environment, technology, society, politics, economics, and spirituality. The next step is to print keywords representing the significant changes you've identified on branches radiating from the appropriate lines. Now, survey the big picture. What are the elements that appear on more than one branch? Look for patterns, relationships, anomalies. Use arrows, colors, and codes to represent the connections you make. Using your big picture as a point of departure, you can then map the fields that you find most interesting or compelling. As you read newspapers, magazines, and journals, note on a mind map any developments that might possibly impact the areas you're following. When you look at your mind map, you can see every trend you've noted and any relationship it may have to other lines. This opportunity to visually synthesize the information triggers new insights you might have otherwise overlooked. You can use trend mapping to determine such things as career paths with the future, investment opportunities, and emerging markets for your business. Whether forecasting for your employer or yourself, the trick is to use mind mapping to unearth seemingly unrelated events, detect the relationships between them, and form a picture of the emerging situation so that you can face the future boldly. As you've learned in this tape, mind mapping is a practical and dynamic tool for addressing some of the major challenges of your personal and professional life. Whether it's planning your whole life, managing your time, mapping your personal or organizational values, or developing strategic plans, mind mapping focuses your full convergent thinking powers on the opportunities latent in every life challenge. But the uses I've covered for mind mapping thus far are only the beginning. On the next cassette side, you'll learn how to use your new high-powered thinking skills to improve everything from the efficiency of your telephone time to resolving conflicts and running better meetings.